The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is planning to install temporary bicycle lanes in Whitney Pier this summer. Andre Crapo of the cycling group Velo Cape Breton applauds the project because it could inspire people to consider cycling as an affordable way to travel around the municipality when the weather is right. She says more bicycles equals fewer vehicles.
And you know, like in Sydney, everyone complains about there's no place to park downtown. So, you know, but most of the cars that are in our downtown have come from less than 5 kilometers. So we have a culture of, you know, wanting to drive right up to where we want to go. Whereas if we had better transit and more people opting for walking or cycling, that whole parking problem would disappear. And even, you know, even if you look at the number of parking lots we've got in some of our downtowns, to realize that every one of those spaces, it isn't, you know, isn't making a whole lot of money the way a commercial building would. It's you know, from a tax perspective, it's kind of a dead space. Yes, I guess the point I'm trying to make.
Crapo says although the bike lanes planned for Victoria Road are welcomed news, it would be even better if they could connect to other routes to make for a longer riding experience.
Well, it's just the, you know, I'm happy about it. The municipality hasn't put in any cycling infrastructure for quite a few years, so this is a step forward. But it's, you know, really, the best way to do it is to have cycling infrastructure that connects. So what they've done here is they're putting in bike lanes on Victoria Road, but only in the section that's residential. So the business end of Victoria Road won't have any cycling infrastructure. So it doesn't really connect to anything. Yes, I guess the point I'm trying to make.
Crapo says she hopes the efforts to create more space for cyclists will drive up momentum and get more people interested. She says there is some advice for anyone looking to use pedal power again.
Well, one of the things that you can do is make sure you've got a bike that's right for you. And by right for you, I mean it fits you. And it's the kind of bike, you know, that's suited to what you want to do. So if you want to do transportation, then you're probably looking at something that will, you know, let you sit straight up. So you've got good, clear vision, and you're not going to be riding it for any long distances. So it's going to be a more comfortable ride. But the other thing you can do is, for example, Velo Cape Breton, we offer free cycle training to all our members. And we can certainly help anybody who wants to get back into cycling. We have a number of programs. In fact, one that goes every Tuesday night is for women. So it starts off with slow rides and it progressively gets longer and longer. And it's designed to A, improve your cycling skills, B, be a social experience, and to get you to feel more confident so that you can ride around on your own.
The bike lanes are a trial project and the municipality plans to have them removed by November. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.